Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
You know this song, you.
No, this sounds like some stuff Ellie is listening to.
Well, he said, yeah, it is.
Oh, this the pop, this the boy band stuff. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
How about Drew? Did you hear Drew saying he pops this on after Eagles games for the vibe? After Eagles wins?
No, I mean, I like Drew. I'm not.
Nothing like goes with football more than One Direction.
Yeah, I'm not.
Listen, I like this song. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Unfortunately, it's ineligible to win.
I know, because he can't make the game with us. It's a good submission, though. All right, it's a Try Day Friday. We're looking for new songs, for songs you think maybe we all don't know here on the show to try out this weekend. The best one by the end of the show today wins a pair of tickets. Phillies Brewers coming up Wednesday, June 5th, with us going out as a show. For tickets, go to phillies.com. All right, Hugh, this segment, of course, brought to us by?
It's brought to us by the Jug Handle Inn. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn.
All right, we'll get back to your calls here in a second, though. But yesterday, Chase Utley at Citizens Bank Park, as he's an ambassador for England and the series going on out there in a couple weeks with the Phillies and the Mets. And he was asked about Bryson Stott. And it's interesting because Bryson Stott here is on a heater right now, and he's obviously the best second baseman this team has had since Utley. I was a Cesar Hernandez guy, but let's be real. This Bryson Stott is better.
Relax about Cesar.
I thought Cesar was fine for a little while, but come on.
Fine's a good word.
Stott's a much better player. And here is what Utley said about watching Bryson Stott.
In terms of Bryson Stott, and, you know, he's kind of made a leap forward this year in pitch selection. What do you see him doing differently? He's got a walk rate comparable to the numbers you put up at the PQ.
I think it's just a matter of time. And when you get to the big league level, it takes you a little bit of time to get comfortable. And once you get comfortable, the game isn't easier, but it feels a little bit easier. So I would imagine now that he's been up here for a few years, he's starting to have some real success. It's becoming a little bit easier to him. And when you're young, you want to think like you need to get hit every single time. You need to every strike you need to swing at, which is not necessarily the case. You know, that's a good sign that he feels comfortable.
There's a lot of things about Stott's season that are impressive right now. The heater he's on, mm-hmm. the hit last night, knocking a run. But the thing that strikes me is he has more walks than strikeouts. Only six hitters in all of baseball have done that so far, Hugh, this year. And you look at that list, and I mentioned to Scott when he was on with us about an hour ago. If you missed the interview, Scott Franske on a 12 on Fridays, you could go to the Odyssey app and rewind. But here's that list. Kyle Tucker, Bryson Stott, Mookie Betts, Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo, Nico Horner. They're all good players, but he's on a list with, like, Kyle Tucker's gotten MVP votes, and Betts and Soto are probably the favorites to win the MVPs this year. Like, yeah, when you're on a list like that, you're doing something right.
Yeah, he's in rarefied air, man, and I think that's a great place to be, and that's a great measuring stick for you as a player. I mean, he's taking a lot of pitches, and I think that's important, especially when you talk about, like, what some of these guys were last year. Last year, we complained a lot, Joe, about the fact that, you know, they were swinging at everything and they just looked like they weren't comfortable up there. Him and Bone, for a matter of fact. Bone has been doing that pretty yep. good, too. So, yeah, it's good to see the young guys being able to see that and force these long counts for some of these pitchers.
It seems so simple, but it's so hard for some players. Like, don't swing at the bad pitches. Swing at the good ones. Like, let's be real. Castellanos, who's had a nice career, he still hasn't figured that out. He probably never will. Stott has, as a young player. He's becoming a star in front of our eyes. You look at Bryce Stott's numbers. You've added in this hot streak now, which has gone on for a little while here. Bryce Stott, he looks to me like an all-star. This doesn't just look like a hot streak. He looks like he's having, you know, he's on the path to an all-star season, hitting 280 now. His on-base is up to 394. Man, I know all those people out there wanted him to hit leadoff. He certainly looks like a leadoff hitter right now.
Yeah, he's real comfortable right now, no question.
He's been
about
awesome.
That.
He's been, and I want him at the plate in a big spot. He's becoming a star in front of our eyes. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. Eagles roster. Are you sure it's better than last year? And of course, reacts to this Phillies team. They lose last night, but overall, they've been excellent. And with Utley in, we were thinking about the idea of them actually being more likable than that 07-11 group. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Yo, Hog. What's up, brother? I love the gamer tag, man. Mine didn't age too well either, dude. Mine's Uncle Dust. I made it when I got my nephew. Now I just am like a creep online.
Yeah, and you know what? I refuse to change it, even though they've given me the opportunity to change my gamer tag. I've had it for so long, man. I'm just like, this is where I am.
You're Hog 53.
Yeah, that's it.
Uncle Dust is really creepy.
No, it's some creepy. Uncle Dust is not creepy compared to some of the ones that I've seen.
Do you have one you can share with us, or you're not going?
You can't share them on there. Like, it's some pretty bad gamer tags out there.
Do you play Call of Duty at all?
You know what? I used to play Call of Duty, but the campers kind of got me off of Call of Duty.
Campers? You mean like in the woods camping with tents?
No, he know what I'm talking about. Dustin.
Joe, just sit back and let us talk for a couple minutes, please, man.
I'm just trying to follow along. You know what? Shut up. No, go ahead, Dustin.
the campers got me off.
You got to try the new map. They put it on Alcatraz, and the whole map is based off of the prison in Alcatraz, and it is so cool, dude.
But I keep hearing with the Call of Duty, like the guys that carry knives now, they're the ones that you got to look out for. The knives are OP.
Then Joe, that's a camper. What they do is they hide in a room and they wait till you run in with your team, and then they're crouching down camping, waiting for you.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're not gamers. They don't understand.
Yeah, Hawk, some people just can't handle the video.
Yeah, they just can't.
That's me. I can't. The only camping I know is with a tent in the woods. I mean, that's the camping I understand.
I don't like that kind of camping, dude. I don't like that. I get all chewed up and everything. I got that sweet blood, Joe. Something you know nothing about.
So Dustin, I do too. The amount of bug spray I put on when we're camping is off the charts. I need like two cans of it. All right, Dustin, what do you think about Topper?
My problem with Topper, perfect example is what's going on now. I've been saying it for the past year. I want Bryson Stott to play shortstop instead of second base. I think he turns a double play ball out there. I feel another perfect example is what he did with Ranger Suarez the other night. You let him pitch five innings. He doesn't let up an earned run, and then you pull him. I understand we won the game, but at the same point, that's the kind of moves where come postseason, that could really bite you in the butt. I just don't like all of his moves. Like, you see Trey was struggling defensively. He made a couple errors this year. Why not switch it up and let Bryson move to the shortstop and see what he can do? Like, the dude's a clear bona fide athlete. Like, I don't understand.
I think he's the best shortstop on the roster, Dustin. And this is probably something they're going to do in next offseason.
They may move slowly to that.
Yeah, may switch him and Turner. But I think he's just better there. I know he's made a couple errors throwing. He hasn't set his feet. But I just think that's because he hasn't played the position in a year plus. He gets to the ball better than Turner does.
I think it looks so much smoother when he goes to turn a double play. Like, you can just see it, Hugh. When you were a professional athlete, when you played with guys like Donovan McNabb, his movements and
effortless.
His body reacts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, effortless.
It's natural. It's a natural. He looks more natural at shortstop.
Well, he's younger. I mean, Dustin, I think part of it is he's just younger, right? Like, most shortstops, Jimmy Rollins was an outlier. Most shortstops, you move off that position by your early 30s. It's hard. Like, you could see it. One guy, you know, Trey's a great athlete, but he's in his 30s now, and Stott's in his mid-20s. All right, Dustin, give us a song we should listen to.
Fellas, you guys put on a hell of a show. Yeah, did you ever hear Black Summer by the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Haven't heard that one.
I don't think so. And I like them back in the day.
Listen.
Okay, so Black
Summer. It came
Black
out
Summer.
2 years ago.
Oh, so it's a newer one. All right, Dustin, good one, man. We appreciate it.
Red Hot
How
Chili
about
Peppers.
You and all your gamer
Oh, it's a
buddies.
Lot of people that game, man.
No, I
it's
know.
A, it's a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to put the – it's people here at the office
well, you,
that I game with.
What was it? Was it one of the days that we had to do Monday Night Football pregame, so we were here all day? And you
yeah,
brought
and I brought my video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, you play Destiny? And I was like, yeah. Like it's one of those games. I got to tell you, though, Joe, it's a grind. And you play it – like, I don't play a whole lot of other video games because – it takes up a lot of your time. See, like, if I go home today, like I said, you know, my clan members, we'll probably get on at, like, 7, and we'll stay until, like, 9 or 10.
Video game clan.
Video. I keep saying clan. If people
just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, because it's like the clan. And then we get on, and not the
we
clan.
We know the clan, yep.
A clan. Yeah. And we get on, and we just play video
games. You don't mischaracterize me, Hugh. I like gaming. I don't do the online gaming.
I think you do. You just don't. You probably don't know you do.
I just told you I don't.
What do you play?
What
games?
I play games like with. Well, I was big on the older games. You know, Legend of Zelda guy. That was big for me. I'll do MLB The Show. I don't do that online.
Well, you know, if you do it now, you could play against actual other people.
Yeah, I don't care to do that.
So we just got MLB The Show for my kids. My daughter wanted it, actually, for her birthday. Because you can now, you know, you do the, what do you call it, the career mode. Like,
yeah.
But you could be a girl.
Road to the show.
You could be a girl now.
In the MLB?
Yeah, so we saw a commercial, and she thought it was, she played softball, so she thought this was awesome. So we have the game now.
That's advanced.
I've been hitting bombs with Schwarber.
Really?
I mean, guys, I mean, anytime I come up with Schwarber, it's a home run. By the way, so all this video game talk, if you want to play with us, now we can't play any sort of...
we can't play Destiny.
No, but we can play MLB The Show or an E-rated game, Video Game Party, Fanavision, with us, with Hugh and I on Fanavision. So here's, it's amazing. This is Philly Auctions. The Phillies Fantastic Auction is going on now for, I think, about 2 more days. Sunday is when the auction ends. Right now, we have 31 bids on our experience here. It's up a little bit over $3,000, but it's awesome. You get 8 tickets to the game. We get to play for 90 minutes on the screen. You get to have an autograph from the Philly of your choice, which really is like the cherry on top of this thing. So if you know someone who loves video games, we have the experience for you. Derek in Cherry Hill. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Derek?
Not much. I got to say, first off, the video game speak is like, might as well be talking Spanish to me right now, because I have no idea what's going on with that.
Derek, for the most part, with this, the rating.
Joe's looking at me like
the campers.
He has, yeah,
I think of camping. I'm setting up a tent. Like, that's camping to me.
I think I have a PlayStation 2, and that's about as far as I made it.
Yeah, you probably, yeah.
But I want to say, Hugh, when I was in the third grade, you came to my elementary school, and I've loved you ever since.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
What'd you do? You say hi? Was it a career day? Did you read to the kids?
I think he came to like the, I think it was like a little pep rally.
Oh, that's awesome.
Back in the day.
That's really cool.
Trot came. Deuce Daly came. It was a good time.
Derek, what are you thinking on the Eagles? You think this roster's better?
So, I do think the roster's better. I think the loss of Kelce and Cox is big, but I think Kelce's presence is still going to be around the complex to lend his, you know, his motivation when needed. He's still a local guy. He's not going to disappear on the team. If they need him to come in there and give him a little speak, you know, he'll do so. But I think one of the big things with the team this year is the addition of Saquon Barkley. Now, I think DeAndre Swift was a productive back, but at the end of the day, the guy was 5'10", about 180 pounds. So I think what that did to Jalen last year was it gave him a little bit of, like, confidence, insecurity. So when you had, you know, like Micah Parsons, Aaron Donald, all those big backs coming around the edge, DeAndre Swift isn't holding that block the way that Saquon can.
So yeah, in the passing game. Yeah, I got
Of all the things, Derek, that's the one that I will acknowledge is the biggest upgrade. Like, I don't, he's not, you know, it's not like Saquon's running for 1,000 more yards, but pass blocking, Saquon is really good at that and Swift was not.
I think that it's going to allow Jalen Hurts to see his check 3, check 4, and make his way down his progressions as a quarterback, whereas last year it almost seemed like he was rushing passes because he was afraid, not afraid, but, you know, fearful of getting hit on the blind side because he didn't have a big enough blocker to hold that line.
Yeah, and it happened a lot. And obviously with the issues they had picking up the blitz, it stood out even more. Derek, give us a song we should listen this weekend.
All right. Well, also, I think that with the fifth week bye, that the schedule is weak, but it's a good schedule because it gives them time to kind of mold in the locker room and get a little bit of strength and get a little bit of motivation, you know, going within the locker room, which is something that they needed at the end of last year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think the bye actually will help them recover with all the travel early because it's Brazil, it's Tampa, it's New Orleans. It's just if they get deep in the playoffs, you know,
a little bit worried about that.
That's a long time without a bye. Derek, what song here?
I'm going Million Dollar Baby. It's a new song, Tommy Richmond. It sits well in the pocket, gives you a little groove. I think it's going to be a good summer song.
Million Dollar Baby. Derek, like it. We got you on the list, and we'll pick a winner for the end of the show. What do you think it is about DeAndre Swift? Is he not as good as his numbers? It is kind of interesting. 2 years in a row, a good team said, "Now we'll replace you and get better," right? Because the Lions had him. They were on the cusp of being good. And not only did they get rid of him, they drafted a running back in the first round to replace him, and Gibbs is better than him. And then the Eagles have Swift, right? He goes to the Pro Bowl, and they're like, "Eh, we'll upgrade." Is Swift not as good as his
numbers?
He's
solid, man. He's solid, and it's unfortunate because, like, I like DeAndre Swift so much so that I bet him every week for a touchdown,
costing people money. Yeah,
I didn't. thanks a lot, Joe. Just in case y'all forgot, it was for me when I think of Swift, solid running back, no question about it. Was able to go get another job in Chicago. It wasn't. It felt like there was something lacking, like something to be desired. Like he left a lot of meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Left a lot of meat on the bone for me. And that was the issue because it was like some of those runs that he had, when they accumulated, you're like, oh, he having a pretty decent year. But when you actually saw him, it was like, eh. But he had a decent year. He had a real decent year.
I don't know if you watched the Hard Knocks the Lions had. Was that 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. When I think Deuce was cussing him out.
Deuce was on his case. I think you're right that there's some. It's almost like that DeAndre Swift is good, but should he be better? It's just interesting to me that 2 years in a row he's pretty productive, and teams are like, "Yeah, well, we could do better than this."
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a lot that's lacking. I mean, and he's a good back, and this is not me throwing shade. It's just that it's something about his game that it doesn't resonate. It's solid. It's really, really solid. It's so solid. He was a Pro Bowler. But there were times when he would run the ball, and it just felt like, damn, if he could have just missed that, if he could have just got that one block, or if he could have made that one man miss, mm-hmm. he could have blown up, man.
Like when he got drafted, if I had told you 4 years into his career, he has 4,141 yards from scrimmage, and he's got 4.6 yards per catch. He has almost 200 receptions. But then I say he's about to be on his third team. You'd say that doesn't make any sense, right? Like why?
Yeah, but that's the position, and that's the way. It has evolved, and it's weird. The running back position has been devalued as such, where you have a guy that has those numbers, trying to find. He's a journeyman.
Yeah,
he's somewhat of a journeyman. He is.
I mean, it's on his third team in 5 years. That's journeyman status, even though he's been productive. And obviously, the Eagles think that Barkley's going to be better because they paid him a lot more money. Patty is in Newtown. What's up, Patty?
Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, Patty.
Good,
how you
Patty.
Doing?
What's up?
Good. I wanted to talk about the Phillies, and I love Brandon Marsh.
Is very fun. Very fun player.
He is. That whole, what was it, the daycare crew?
Yes, with Marsh and Stott and Boehm a couple years ago.
Yes. Yep. Look at them now. I hope Marsh gets his confidence back and starts hitting again. But, yeah, if you watch him, like, in the dugout, whenever anybody does anything, he's so excited and congratulating them and he's just awesome. I hope he picks it up a little before they replace him because, like you said, the outfield's not hitting much.
Yeah, I think they will. I think part of the issue for him, Patty, is they've seen a lot of left-handed pitchers lately, and as much as we want him to play every day because we like him, he doesn't hit lefties, so it just kind of tanks his numbers. I think as we see more right-handed pitchers, he'll heat up again. I think he's a good player. Patty, what song should we listen to this weekend?
I have one for Hugh. I think maybe during a sesh, it might even be better, but it's Drake White. It feels good.
Drake feels White, good. That's the name?
Drake okay. White.
Drake White, it that feels was, good.
It's
all right,
country,
Patty. Country
but
song.
It makes you feel good.
All right, we like it. Patty, we appreciate the phone
I
call.
I like country music, though. I do. I do like
Do you
like
know Drake
country.
White? Do you know that song?
No, I do not.
All right,
I do not. Like I said, like now the genre has changed to the point where it's a lot of new country artists that I don't know that much about. And it's like you have to, somebody has to know country in order to
like
put you
beat.
In the country mood. Yeah.
What do you think of this, Hugh? You in?
I like this. With my lady on the river bank. Yeah, I do like this.
I'm in.
Yeah, I like this.
I'm sold. Patty, good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's a mission here. So she brought up Brandon Marsh there. Brandon Marsh was amazing in the first, what, 2 or 3 weeks of the season?
Yes.
So people get mad at Topper when he sits guys like Marsh and Stott against lefties.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Stott conversation is a little different. Can we stop getting mad at Topper for sitting Brandon Marsh against lefties? Have you guys looked at his numbers against lefties?
Not that great.
Well, I got him right here. So this is Brandon Marsh this season against right-handed pitching. Very good. .289 batting average, .346 on base, .516 slug, .861 OPS, all six of his home runs. Really good, like very high quality hitter against right-handed pitching. Brandon Marsh has now had 39 plate appearances he's gotten to face a lefty. He is hitting .118 with a .180 on base and a .147 slugging percentage.
Sound like that's protecting you from yourself a little bit.
It is.
You know what I mean? Trying to keep your confidence high and just making sure that you stay focused because you've had a little bit of a rough one. But at some point, you gotta face your fears.
Yeah, but if you can't hit him, is it worth it? I mean, Kyle, we've been waiting for Brandon Marsh to not be a platoon player for his entire Phillies career. He might be a platoon player, and he's on the right side of the platoon. He's going to still play like 70% of the games. He doesn't hit lefties.
It almost makes the need for an outfielder like twofold.
Yes.
Because you need a guy for Rojas if Rojas can't hit at all.
And if they're facing a lefty, you need a guy. They need an outfielder.
They need an outfielder.
I think that's going to end up being the number one thing they have to go get at the trade deadline. And I don't know what level they're going to go after. Are they going to go after someone that can fill in and kind of come in a pinch? Or are they going to go after a guy that really is an everyday player? We'll find out. Greg is up on WIP. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Greg. What's up? Man?
Hey, the first thing that they told me, I don't know that the Eagles are a better team. They got to show me that they are. I really need to see the coordinators let the young guys cook like Topper did with the Phillies. We still don't know what we got with Nolan Smith. They didn't let him play hardly at all. Keeley, I think, is a great player. They didn't, and he showed it at the end of the season, but they weren't letting him in. Jonathan Davis needs to show us a whole lot more for me to say that he's an every down player type. But I'd like to see some of the young guys get some chances. I mean, the two new cornerbacks, they look awesome. I think that they're going to be a definite upgrade. And Saquon, if he stays healthy, is going to be an upgrade, even though I love Swift. I got his Kelly Green jersey. But I got to see it first.
So, Greg, you're speaking Hugh's language here with the young Thundercats.
Yeah,
the young
you know
guys
I
play.
Like that.
Here's my thing, Greg, and I don't know the answer. I just am trying to figure it out. Did they not let those guys play last year because they were dopes? Or were what they seeing in practice telling them they're not ready to play? I don't know. But, Greg, we're going to have to find out, like, especially Nolan Smith. He's going to play a lot this year. He's a first-round pick.
Yeah, and I think he's going to do it. I really do. I mean, his tape looks awesome. He can't be showing something that much different in practice that they let him sit like they did.
Well, yeah, and he did have a shoulder injury in training camp last year, the end of training camp. I wonder how much that kind of held him back.
Yeah, and he hurt himself. Like, it was a weird way he hurt himself. He hurt himself tackling somebody. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm excited for his progression because I liked him coming out of Georgia a lot. Greg, you have a trick play you want the Eagles to run, I understand?
I do. I think that's Kyle producing. He wasn't too impressed, but I'd never heard anybody say it before. Just watching tape and old YouTube videos, I don't know why they don't make Mailata an eligible receiver and let him run the ball in the red zone.
Very original.
Who's going to tackle him?
So, yeah, you're talking about instead of doing the tush push?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard the idea of him running it before, but you know what I thought of when you said that?
He got that rugby background, too.
Do you guys remember the play that the Lions ran to try to beat the Cowboys last year?
And they blew it.
They blew it because the referee didn't know who was eligible, but that lineman was wide open in the end zone. The play call actually worked. So, Greg, I'm willing to use Mailata's athleticism. What do you think? What if we throw a pass to Mailata, Hugh? What do you think of that?
I'm okay with that. But the tush push is money. Like all day.
Yeah, it is.
Tush push is money.
It is, but look at the couple times where they faked it and did something that was making people think it was going to be a tush. We went right on in.
Yeah,
like using him for that.
I wonder if they do more of that, if they kind of play off of that whole play there. Greg, what songs should we listen to this weekend?
It's an oldie guy, but brand new stuff. First time in 17 years. Billy Joel put out a new song, Turn the Lights Back On. If you want to take it down for the summer, have something a little more calm, man, that song
somebody
is
Somebody else mentioned
fine.
That earlier.
Two original comments in a row.
Yeah, that's somebody else mentioned that earlier. Oh.
From you, Greg.
But I didn't have it on earlier.
Well,
I'm sorry.
All right. No, that's all
good.
Right, Greg. Greg, you're good, man. We appreciate it.
Kyle's just being Kyle.
He went after Kyle because Kyle didn't like his trick play.
Came at the wrong guy, pal.
We have heard the Mailata run the ball thing. That was the thing when he first got here. Line him up at fullback. Let him run the football.
One of my favorites is, you know, nobody ever talks about and then says something that literally everyone talks about.
They could throw the ball to Jordan. We haven't talked about that. Get him in the pass game a little bit here.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mike just came back here and he said, wow, what an original idea.
It has died down, to be fair. When Mailata first arrived here, do you remember those calls? It was every other day. It was we got this rugby player.
Something
like
y'all
had a lot of fun when I was down in Atlanta. Y'all
well, we always try to have fun. I mean, there's always nonsense going on around here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll pick our winner for today's Tri-Day. You still have a chance to get in. Final submissions, a song we should listen to this weekend. Our favorite one by the end of the show wins Phillies tickets to go to the game with us Wednesday, June 5th. Phillies and the Brewers, the Reese Hoskins return game. Eagles roster, are you confident? Are you sure it's better than last year? Plus, we had a little bit of a fraudception on the airwaves yesterday. Someone gatekeeping something maybe they shouldn't be. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.